You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The power of inspiration and awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. Let me tell you what today's show is about. We have a wonderful guest, Anya McAndrew, who has interesting and unique points of view about life and what's happening in the world. So let me tell you about her, and then we'll all come together and raise our vibration. Anya McAndrew is a seasoned psychotherapist and ordained high priestess and a spiritual guide residing in Western North Carolina. For the past 21 years, Anya has created and facilitated several versions of priestess initiation work in the U.S. and internationally, integrating a lifetime of spiritual and therapeutic work with women. Anya is also a shamanic astrologer, an Imago couples therapist, a trauma specialist, and a sacred sexuality educator. Steeped in the feminism of the early 70s, Anya now calls herself a divine feminist and enjoys bringing her 44 years of wisdom and experience to facilitating the personal journey, the couple's journey, and co-creating grand adventures around the world and working on her own inner and outer sacred marriage. She can be contacted through her website, goddessontheloose.com. Welcome, Anya.
Thank you, Julia. I'm glad to be here. What a time to do this interview.
I know. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to begin with astrology. So tell us about moving into the solar eclipse and the summer solstice and a bit about how it works astrologically and the best way to make use of it.
So we have two lunar eclipses every year. We could say two eclipse seasons. They're 2 weeks long. So there's a lunar eclipse and then there's a solar eclipse. So we had our lunar eclipse on the 26th of May, okay? And then the solar eclipse is going to be on, let's see, it's June 10th. So the lunar eclipse was a south node eclipse, which means that we were really looking at or composting the past, okay? So we were kind of in a place where we were reviewing sort of like what we're doing right now in Mercury retrograde. So we also started in Mercury retrograde, which is a 3 week period that happens three times a year. And in Mercury retrograde, it's a really good time, just like it says, to look back, to look back on what we have accomplished or what we've done and to review it. So that's what we were doing at the lunar eclipse. And then the solar eclipse, which happens on June 10th, we are looking at moving forward, how we want to move forward. And then we also look at the actual archetypes or the signs that the particular conjunctions or oppositions. So a lunar eclipse was in Sagittarius, and the Gemini eclipse, which is the solar eclipse. So we look at those signs as well. So the easiest way to think about an eclipse is that it's an accelerated new moon. So it's a supercharged new moon. And the new moon is the time to set intentions. And the full moon is the time to actually celebrate. Okay, so if we look at it that way, so it was a full moon lunar eclipse. That was a time to set intentions. And then the solar eclipse is an opposition. And that's a time to move forward. So hopefully that makes sense. But they're both of them have the energy of a new moon. So it really is a time. It's a very special time every year, and we can do that four times a year because we have two eclipse seasons, and they're always 2 weeks apart. The lunar eclipse is always 2 weeks apart from the solar eclipse to set intentions for our future.
So it's a very magical time. So I
it
guess
is a magical time.
If we're looking at the solar eclipse, which will be on the 10th, we're looking at this as a time to really feel what we want in the future, and then we'll have that activated on the 21st at the summer solstice.
Exactly. And the solstice times, the solstice and equinox times, which happen four times a year, two solstices, two equinoxes, they're like cracks between the worlds. You know, they're a powerful magical time where we can also sort of see between the worlds. It's also a time of magic. And, you know, all of these power times are really important right now because we're really at so many crossroads for humanity in the present time. And so to use these to really take a look at what your choices are and what it is that you want is probably the best way you can use the solstice, the upcoming summer solstice, and the eclipses. And it's also, you know, we also have that opportunity at every new moon.
So for people who are awakening as we're approaching the solstice, this is a time that we really have more power. We can create more good things for ourselves, for other people, for the world. It's really a time to amplify who and what we are if we want to go there, right?
Exactly. And I'm sure everybody that listens to your broadcast is wanting to go there. Why else would they want to come on, right?
Right. I mean, I think so, too. And I think there's so many people who are awakening. If you don't really stay on it and stay disciplined, you get into this sort of lagging place and you go like, oh, it's not working. But for all of you who are mm-hmm. in that place, the solar eclipse and the summer solstice are two times that you can really reboot and get back into who you are. And that's such an important thing to know. Is there anything particular that you would recommend that people do for the summer solstice?
You know, ceremony is always good. And ceremony can be as easy as looking at what it is that you want to let go of and being really specific about that and speaking out loud, you know, because ceremony is always best. It can be by yourself, it can be with other people, but it's always best if you can actually speak what it is that you want, what it is that you're letting go of, what it is that you're bringing in. And, you know, that's a simple ceremony. You can add all kinds of things to that, like go out in nature, go to a beautiful place, set up an altar, call in the directions, or at least acknowledge the directions, acknowledge the elements, light a candle. You know, there are lots of different add-ons that you can do with ceremony, but I would say that is probably the simplest way to do ceremony. And then whatever it is that you want to create after that is great.
I totally agree.
You know, calling friends in.
Right. I totally agree with you. I was going to say one really interesting thing today for me is I read an email that said was talking about instant manifestation. And I thought, you know, several times I've gone through periods where I manifested a tremendous amount. But when I looked back, I had been going through like a year or 2 year process of letting go of things, throwing away things I'd been hanging on to forever, and changing what I did on a daily basis. And I think a lot of the time when we're doing that and we get to something like summer solstice, it can really give us the boost to go to the next level. Have you had that experience?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other important thing is that because humanity is going through such a big shift right now, and we don't know how long this shift is going to last. You know, it's everyone, of course, is hoping that we can move forward fairly quickly. And I've got some perspectives on that, but we don't really know how long this shift is going to last. That we have to take into consideration the planetary, the planetary initiation cycles.
And okay, we're well going to have to take a break right now. When we come back, let's talk about the planetary and initiatory cycles. Got it out. So everyone, we've been talking with Anya McAndrew about the state of the world and how we can evolve and do our best with the energies that are there. When we come back, we'll continue this line of conversation and talk more about astrology and energetic changes. Let's go to break now.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top five core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. Two examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself two questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, Clare-ity.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking with Anya McAndrew about the changing times, astrology, and how you can tap into a higher vibration. So let's go back to our discussion. Saturn, which is about discipline and karma, is in Aquarius, and I'm going to assume that has something to do with the evolutionary cycle that you were speaking of earlier. It's in Aquarius, and Uranus is in Taurus, an earth sign, They're square. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us mm-hmm. about this and how it's impacting our lives?
Yes, and this is the biggest feature of 2021, right? So we had a Uranus, Saturn-Uranus square in February 16th to 18th, that time period. Then we have another one coming up really soon, June 13th to the 15th. And then we've got another one, December 23rd to the 25th. So this is a really significant world transit, you could say. And this is really emphasizing, you could say, a showdown or battle lines being drawn between two opposing energies. One of the energies has to do with technology, okay, and that would be Aquarius. A lot of us like to think about Aquarius as, you know, love and light and, you know, unity and the golden age and the age of Aquarius. But we also have to think about Aquarius as ruling technology. And technology right now is has been coming front and center for all of us. And we've had to really look at technology in lots of different ways and how there's a certain kind of agenda that is being pushed around technology, okay? That technology can solve every problem, that, you know, some people feel that essentially technology can eliminate the need to be in a body, you know, that if we had technology, we could just, you know, we wouldn't have to be concerned about the earth. And then there's, you know, there's another, viewpoint that really has to do with, you know, cleaning up the earth, with working with the body, which is Taurus, right? With, recreating the Garden of Eden here, planting new seeds for humanity, for really being human, right? So, mm-hmm. so this battle line that's being drawn has to do with, do we want to keep our humanity on planet Earth? Do we want to be embodied in a body and love nature and connect with nature and connect with the Earth? Or do we want to leave this planet? Do we want to leave this body? Do we want to consider ourselves? Do we want to upload our mind, you could say, in our brain, our consciousness, to technology? And we're seeing that in all kinds of different ways. And we're seeing that technology is having a bigger influence over humanity than maybe is something we need to look at. You know, it's something that we need to stay awake to and alert to, because there are many potential abuses of technology. And we've seen that recently. You know, I don't know if you've had people on your program that have been talking about this vaccination, but the vaccination contains nanotechnology. So there's a good example, right? So we are experiencing this kind of showdown between these two forces over the next several months. It started in February, it's emphasized again in June, and then it's emphasized again in December. And I think that's one of the crossroads that humanity is really looking at right now. Okay.
I agree with you.
Do we want to honor the body? Go ahead.
Yeah. We had the issue with the pipeline. And then part of what I'm thinking about it is, you know, Saturn is in many ways physical reality. And I don't know about you, but I know I'm so much healthier and happier when I take time to exercise and experience nature. And it's a connection that technology is never going to be able to give us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's never going to give us a really good connection to Mother Earth either. So, you know, we could use technology in beneficial ways. And I do feel that there are several
you know, there are several technologies that that have been around for a long time, and people have been talking about med beds, okay? And med beds have supposedly, the technology has been around for 80 years. And then technology could heal trauma. It could heal disease. It could heal humanity in lots of really amazing ways, but we haven't had access to a lot of technology. You know, we're still dealing with fossil fuels because the powers that should not be have basically taken away the electric car, taken away the kinds of things that would help us to graduate from fossil fuels. They've taken that technology off the table for us. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag here. It's like, how do we use technology to serve us and to serve the planet rather than to serve some kind of nefarious agenda that is basically engineered to take us away from our humanity? And I think that's the kind of decision that we're looking at as human beings right now.
That's very well said. Thank you. That's very interesting, too. So you think we're mainly going to be making this decision over between now and maybe the end of December? So that's something that everyone can think about.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that we're going to be making some big decisions in the next 6 months. I do. I feel like we have to wake up. We really have to wake up to what it is that's happening on the planet and look around and see the evidence of what it is that's going on here. And there's so many different things happening right now that we can, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we're not, let's just say we're not stuck in some kind of old paradigm, because it's a whole new time. I mean, we've seen that in the last 18 months that everything is different. Everything.
I agree with you. And I've heard people say, well, we had this astrological aspect here and there. And I'm thinking, but everything's completely different now. We are feeling everything mm-hmm. in a new way. And I think you just made such an important point about awakening. It's not enough to be a light worker and just live in this safe universe where everything is light and love. We have to be aware of the good and the bad and then ascend to a higher level.
Yes. And humanity really is in a dark night of the soul right now. And if we can all acknowledge that and not only do our own shadow work, but take a look at what is in the shadows, then we're a long way towards awakening. And our intentions at auspicious timings like new moons and solstices and eclipses and equinoxes are times when we can really connect with that collective energy of humanity being at a choice point, humanity being in a dark night of the soul where we have to take a look at what is actually going on around us. And, you know, we're not going to get that information from, you know, the mainstream media. We're going to have to look at the power dynamics that are happening on the planet right now. And we're going to have to find some other ways to access what's really happening. And of course, the most powerful way is to really tune into our own intuition and to talk to people, to connect with people. Because everybody has a piece of the truth right now.
And that supposedly, and I think it's true, it's how we're going to come together as a collective, as each of us has certain abilities, certain truths, certain solutions that no one else has. And it's really acknowledging that and being willing to see, yeah, you can look at how bad it is, but you can still find answers and find people who have answers. And it's sort of a paradox, but it's still a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, as much as we're in a time of deconstruction, you know, things are falling apart, really. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. think there's anybody who can dispute that. Everything is falling apart. And our government are not going to put them back together again. It's up to us.
It's time for us to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what are the changes that we can make as a collective of people who hold a higher vibration in a challenging time. The cool part is you are all up to the challenges. So I've been talking with Anya McAndrew about the energies of this time, the astrology, the different things that we can do to improve ourselves. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit JenniferBloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. We're talking with Anya McAndrew about the astrology, the energies, and the power of the higher collective. So let's get back on topic. It's exciting stuff. Stay with us. So I agree with you, Anya, that we're definitely in a period of change, of deconstruction, but also a time when we're beginning to recognize our power as a collective. But many people seem to want to go back to the life they had before COVID. For me, that's not truly possible. But if you want to live in alignment, what are your thoughts and suggestions about this?
Well, I agree with you, Julia, that there is no going back. And in lots of ways, if you are a starseed, if you are someone who is awake, you will recognize that this was the time we were all born for. This is it. we've been waiting for it for a long time, and it's finally happened. And it started with the what I call a plandemic that started last March. And so this is our opportunity. This is the opportunity that we've been waiting for to make the changes, to really look at the realities, to uncover the matrix, you could say, to look behind the curtain and see who's been posing as the wizard, right? And that's what we get to do now, those of us who are awake have known that this reality has been an illusion. We've heard that over and over and over again from spiritual teachers. But now we get to actually see it. We get to actually see that all the dramas and all the lies that we've been told, all the coverings and the stagings are really just the curtain that covers up who's been playing the wizard.
And there's a freedom in that.
So I think that's the first. Yes, there is. There's the great freedom in that. And I think that this has been going on for so long that so many people have gone to sleep. And we've gone to sleep because we've been mind controlled through our TVs. Right. We've been lulled with our, with the way our food system has been taken over, with pharmacology, with materialism. And so when people say that they want to go back to pre-COVID, that's really what they're talking about. We want things to be the same as they were, but they can't be. They can't be because we're waking up. This is our wake-up time. This is our wake-up call. The alarm has been rung. So now is the time for us to really see what kind of world do we want to create as the new world is falling, or as the old world is falling apart, as the old paradigm is leaving.
Right. So there are lots of choices in there.
Yes. And I do think that this pause that we've had has been really good for nature. I think it's been really good for a lot of us. I mean, there have been some hardships too. Lots of people are going through all kinds of things. But I think that overall, the COVID pause, I mean, I can tell you, I live in the country, and I can tell you there's a bumper crop of everything this year. I had a 2-pound hive of bees, honeybees, move into the side of my house. I was thrilled. It was a blessing. I've had a bumper crop of strawberries. I've had a bumper crop of asparagus. My asparagus is still growing, going strong. And usually by this time it's gone. So I think that nature has really had an opportunity to rejuvenate. And
I think so.
And
too.
I think we've all had an opportunity to rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next part of the rollout happened, and I think that's causing, which is the vaccines or the experimental injections, and I think that's been causing some problems for people too. We don't know yet how that's going to show up and what's actually going to happen with that. But what we do know is that more people have died as a result of this vaccine, and that's only what's been reported, than any other vaccine in history. And that's really scary. It's really, really scary right now.
It is, so, but I'm also really hoping that everyone gives up some of their distractions, because I saw some things playing at the theater that I might have gone to see before, and I thought, I don't care about sitting with a bunch of people in a crowded theater anymore. There are not a lot of things that I want to go out and get where there are a whole lot of people, or it's loud, or I have to have people brush against me. I just don't want to do that anymore, and I thought that's interesting because my distractions no longer interest me.
Yeah. And I found that too. I haven't turned on my TV in months. And I've actually canceled subscriptions that I've had to, you know, particular, you know, programs, Netflix, Amazon Music. I've gotten rid of my Alexa. You know, I've done some things that I feel are good for me. I'm exercising more. Like you said, you're exercising more. You're maybe you're meditating more. There's a lot more room in our lives, I think, for some positive change.
And some simplicity. You know, before I admit, sometimes I would think it was wonderful just to go do things and have a meal out and get home late. And it just doesn't appeal to me anymore. But we were so distracted before.
Yes, we have been distracted. I know one of the revolutionary things for me was in the beginning, or actually it was in mid-February, I bought an Instant Pot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sounds simple, but, you know, starting in March, I was cooking for my neighbors. We were doing they were buying groceries for me. I was cooking for them. You know, I was into a whole nother, more simple way of eating. I changed in December. I changed my diet and became more of a vegetarian. I still do some fish once in a while, but, you know, it's really opened up a whole new space for people to do things differently.
It
and
really
to let
has.
Go of those distractions.
And I think for people who are on the path of light and want more of that, that's a good way to go. I do know sometimes there's a very strong spiritual impulse and you can follow it, and other days it's not as strong or it's confusing. So I was going to ask you, how do you use your intuition and inner power to determine the next step?
Well, I use a pendulum. I also do my own muscle testing. I think those are really helpful. I also do a process called biofield clearing. I'm doing some energy healing work for people now as part of my psychotherapy practice. I also look at my astrological transits. So, you know, even though we've got these huge transits going on, it's also really important to look at our own personal astrological transits to see what time it is, because it may be a really good time to let go, or it may be a really good time to move forward, depending on what kinds of personal transits you have. So I pay attention to those. I also pay attention to my own energy. Okay. I know one of the things that I've done recently that has been kind of revolutionary for me is I've started using magnets, because I was having a hard time sleeping. And I got diagnosed with adrenal exhaustion, which was very strange for me, but I've recently moved out of a relationship. So I understand that that may have been part of it, that when there are major changes in your life like that, that, you know, that can create some stress. So I started using magnets, and one of the protocols is not only energizing the organs is the protocol for that, but also energizing the meridians. And I have more energy. So there's lots of different ways that I tune in. I think having a daily self-care routine, so, you know, whether it's setting your intention when you wake up in the morning, which is something that I do. I still use my phone, having particular apps that maybe provide me with some kind of a guided meditation that I really like. One of my favorites is a man named Steve Noble, and he has a YouTube channel, but he's also on Insight Timer. Steve Noble, N-O-B-E-L, and he's got some really timely, delightful meditations that seem to be tracking what's going on with humanity. So I tune into his meditations and always find some insight there. I walk every morning. I do some kind of exercise besides walking. And all those things keep me not only in tune with my body, but in tune with my emotions, in tune with my mind, and not letting my mind run amok. Mm-hmm. And then also tuning me into my spirit. So I think we have to have a balance between all four of those if we're really going to know what our next step is. That it's not enough to just have a spiritual practice. It's not enough just to exercise. It's not enough just to eat right. It's not, you know, we need all of them. We need everything.
Right. Particularly right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need other people too. You know, if you live remotely like I do, or you don't have a lot of people around you, you can, you know, I mean, one of the things I did the other night, was I had a little dinner party for three of my friends. And it just really buoyed my spirit to do that. And I've been inviting people to come and visit me, people who are like-minded, people that, you know, I feel safe around. And, you know, although I've really enjoyed my alone time, it's really important for me to have connections to others. I facilitate an online group for like-minded sisters and priestesses. And I also belong to groups that I don't facilitate. And that really helps me to keep my perspective balanced so that I'm not just in some kind of a bubble and I'm not in some kind of a, you know, self-contained.
Right. You're telling people here to try a lot of different things for various different parts of themselves and their personality, not to just say, I wake up, I meditate, I exercise, and life is great. We've got to continue to expand.
Right. And there are also a lot of really amazing YouTube channels out there right now. People are not only YouTube, but BitChute, Rumble, Telegram. You can put a profile or you can join Telegram and you can find almost everybody there. So, and people are posting things all over the place and you can find the things that are interesting to you. If you're interested in health freedom, then educate yourself about health freedom. There are thousands of doctors out there that are looking at the health issues that we're dealing with right now. If your interest is more political, there are lots of different people that you can tune into. If your interest is spiritual, you know, if you like to connect to people who do channeling, there are some amazing people out there. You need to discriminate in terms of, you know, who you trust and who you don't, but you can use your own, you can use your intuition as a backup to really say, oh, you know, this really resonates with me, or this really doesn't. I think I'll go somewhere else. There's so many choices right now. It's the whole world. It's like the whole Library of Alexandria is open to us.
It definitely and we is. Just, I think you just made such an important point, though, because I work with this all the time, is I try to notice if my vibration is higher or lower. If I listen to a meditation or a talk from someone, do I understand it more and do I feel better because of my clarity? How do I feel about the spiritual place that I just traveled to? And I notice that. And then from there, you become more and more comfortable with your personal discernment, which is really key right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many things that are happening, you know, so many different things that are going on. So, you know, my interests, you know, span a whole arc. And sometimes I just really have to check in with my energy, or every day actually I have to check in with my energy and say, what do I want right now? Do I want to listen to someone who's talking about, you know, the positive off planet beings that are here and that are helping us? Or do I want to, you know, focus on the kinds of prosperity funds that might be coming in for us, the new technologies, you know, what is it that will really inspire me? And what is it that I need some clarity around? And, you know, I have a, I think everybody probably does, but we all have our favorite people. And like you said, those people can help us feel clearer, or there may be some that we just don't feel right about, you know, just don't feel good afterwards.
And it's good just not to move into judgment. I just say for me, well, I already knew that, or I'm not interested in this, or this is a different place than where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you let go of it. Don't
exactly.
make it wrong. Just let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts about visualization? I find it helpful in choosing my direction and creating opportunities, but sometimes I get delayed with my actions. How does it work for you, and how do you use your discernment?
I do visualize, and then, the question is, what do you want, right? That's the question
mm-hmm.
always. What do you want? And
always.
People who don't know what they want don't know where they're going. So if you don't know what you want, then that's the first place to start. And if you do know what you want and you're pretty clear about that, then, you know, visualization is really good. And you can also then just say, hey, spirit, hey, higher self, hey, God, goddess, all that is, this or something better.
Mm-hmm.
Or I take my desires, I take my longing, I take my wishes, I take what it is that I think I want, and I hand it over. I lift it up and ask, and you know what I want. Now you know what I want. This is what I want. Oftentimes I'll just talk out loud. I'll say, okay, spirit, you know, this is what I want. You know, when I come across something, I'll just speak it out loud. And, you know, that's the joy of living by yourself. Of course, my animals look at me like, what are you doing now? But when you live by yourself, you can talk out loud. You can talk to anybody, right? You can talk to your ancestors. You know, you can ask for help. You can talk to angels. You can talk to God. You can talk to the goddess. And it's a great way to really just put it out there. It's a great way you can say to visualize, actually.
It really is, because it becomes real if you do it long enough. What I was going to say about opportunities is sometimes when you're exploring something that you've been visualizing, an opportunity will come up and it's not right. But to me, that just gives you the opportunity to rewrite it. You know, how would I rewrite this opportunity so it would work for me?
Refine it. Yes, this is time. It's an opportunity to refine it, and to, you know, say, well, that wasn't quite right, or I don't think I want to settle for that, or, you know, that doesn't really work for me, but thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
I was
for
close,
that opportunity.
But that wasn't it.
Yeah. exactly.
And so I'm making that discernment because I've had people say, I visualized this and visualized it, but it wasn't quite right when I got it. Well, that just means it doesn't mean that the universe isn't going to offer you more opportunities. That was just the first one. That's a sign that more are coming.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean quit.
Mm-hmm. It means be discerning. It means, you know, use your discernment to make it even more form-fitting to what it is that you want.
Right. So one of the questions I really wanted to ask you is, do you feel like we're moving into some sort of split or divide at the present moment in which everyone is deciding whether or not they want to go to a higher level, or do you see it differently?
You know, I think we're on an ascension timeline. That's what I think. And that we're, you know, unless you're a dark, nefarious being who's been involved in, you know, creating enslavement and poverty and disease for humanity, I think we're all going to make it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the split right now that we've been experiencing is, you know, you could call it a bifurcation of worlds, you know, but it's really a choice point. We continually get an opportunity to wake up to the next level. So I think eventually we're all going to make it, but we're on an ascension timeline where as humanity, we are going to ascend. to a higher level. It's a matter of time. But I think what's happening right now is that we are in what I would call a disclosure timeline. So this is the time where we get to look around and see exactly what the truth is. This is the time where we get to see what's been going on. And for those people who have not yet woken up to what it is that is actually going on the planet, this is their opportunity. And I think this is going to be going on for quite some time. And we need a certain percentage of humanity to wake up before we can move into a new future. We are in this together.
So do you think we're experiencing a pause where people have an opportunity to make up their mind, or is it about people who are on a higher level going to a higher point?
I think that, you know, I think there are lots of different factors. I know for myself, I've been fairly awake since my 20s. But this year was a great awakening for me regardless. I had no idea that the kinds of things that I have seen for the past 40 years were as deep and wide as they are. So that was my awakening. Okay.
I agree with you. So it's sort of it's sort of an ongoing process. And I'm going to have to leave it at that because we're running out of time, but I want to thank Anya so much for being with us. Would you please share your website, the upcoming events, or I guess people can sign up for your newsletter, right?
You know, what I'm doing right now, Julia, is really the personal journey. So I am doing psychotherapy Zoom sessions. And that really is, and shamanic astrology. And that's really all that I'm doing right now because I can't do international travel, which is my other love.
Right. So I think that's a lot to do.
Yes, it is. It is. And I'm semi-retired too. So people can find me at my website, www.goddessontheloose.com. And from there, you can find my email, you can find my phone number, and you can see the kinds of things that I do. So
that sounds wonderful. All right. So let me thank everyone for tuning in to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Go to my website, One True Self, to find out about awakening classes or sign up for my newsletter. Have a beautiful week, and I'll see you 2 weeks from now. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.